And thank you for the intro to Mr. Lynn Rollins, LSU broadcaster, and also the musician and singer, Reed Allaman, who wrote and produced that song for me. Thank you guys so much. All right, welcome into hour number two on this National Gumbo Day and National Wildlife Refuge Week. Gumbo, while we're getting some information in on our text board, let us know your favorite gumbo ingredients. What might they be? 504-260-1870. We've got fishing reports coming up. Also got the story, a bad boy story. Unfortunately, we got to do this every week and let you know about the wildlife agents that are out there doing their job by protecting our natural resources. And we got one, some guys off frogging trip kind of went bad, went south real quick. All right, here's some texts. Favorite gumbo is a chicken sausage with oysters. C'est bon. Also, they're having a chicken and sausage jambalaya. I would say that's probably the most popular. But a jambalaya, this is not gumbo now, this is different. Jambalaya at the Louisiana State High Power Rifle Championship at Palo Alto Rifle and Pistol Club. That's going to be October 18th through 20th. That place is in Donaldsonville. This one says, your show encourages community. Your listeners listen and participate. It's cool. It's why I listen every Saturday morning at 5 a.m. for almost 20 years. Nuts, but so cool. It's not that nuts. No, you're not alone, and we thank all of the listeners and sponsors that I've enjoyed having over the past 35 years of doing this show. All right, here's a text from Mobile, Alabama. There are many great things about Louisiana, not the least of which is the Cajun Navy and the fine work they do in their efforts of searching and rescuing storm victims. Please give them a shout-out. Well, you just did. Keep up the good work, Cajun Navy. And here's one says, great weather for tailgating at LSU this weekend as well. Listening from the RV lot across from the vet school this morning. I know who this is. He says, I smoke an extra turkey at Thanksgiving and Christmas to make a smoked turkey and andouille sausage gumbo. Hope to see all the New Orleans area duck hunters at the New Orleans DU banquet on Wednesday at Mardi Gras World. That, of course, is from Mike Benge, a longtime Ducks Unlimited volunteer and organizer of the Ducks Unlimited Banquet for the New Orleans chapter. Got a new location, and like he mentioned, Wednesday, October 16th, Mardi Gras World. Doors will open at 6. Got tables of 10 starting at $1,500 or an individual ticket for $125. You can call Brian Bernard, 225-290-2700. If you didn't get that number and you want it, text me and I'll send it to you. Also, you can do it on the website at ducks.org. It's going to be a big one. It always is. In a new location, Mardi Gras World. It's going to be Wednesday at 6 o'clock. You can get tickets at the door. Another Ducks Unlimited banquet coming up next week is going to be on Thursday night, the very next night. The Mandeville Covington DU Dinner is going to be held Thursday, October 17th. This one's at the Castine Center in Mandeville at Pelican Park. And they put a little note in there. They will have the Saints game on the big screen at the banquet. And, of course, you can, as I mentioned, always bring the radio. Many of these same stations you're listening to now also are affiliates and the flagship WWL for the New Orleans Saints radio network. All right, let's see. You got any more texts coming in? Yeah, here's one from the crew over at Corey's Barbershop, hollering, Go Tigers. I know they're getting ready for tonight's game against Ole Miss. Here's one that says, took my only grandson to Wadeel Wildlife Management last Saturday. He caught his first fish with his old papa. Thanks to you and LDWF for letting us know. Well, you're quite welcome. If you know what I mean, that's Big E from Thibodeau. Yeah, it's got to be a really good feeling. Here's one that says, we're coming in clear in Navarre Beach. They're chasing the pompano from the weave. Well, let me know if you get some. He says, another one says, about this wonderful area. Tried to email you with a photo, but my computer doesn't recognize your email address. Also, my favorite is Miss Pam's. Well, you got to tell me more about that. Don't know what Miss Pam's gumbo is all about. I don't know why you're having trouble with my email. If it's a contact button on the DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. It should pull up the right one. All right, anyway, we'll be back right after this. We're going to talk to Captain Mike Gallo. There's a rumor he was born on the bayou. I don't know if that's true or not, but he spends an awful lot of time there now. Lots of options today on a beautiful Saturday morning for fishing. We'll find out where he's headed and where he suggests you may try next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. You know, if you spend a considerable amount of time on the water, you've probably seen those big yellow boats headed out and probably gone out to do some type of a rescue or possible assistance to a stranded boater. And thankfully, it's not you. But if it were you, you'd even be more thankful if you had a sea tow policy, because that's who those guys are. They're the captains that offer you peace of mind, because you'll know he's standing by 24/7 if you ever need help out on the water. I'm talking towing, fuel delivery, electrical jump starts, whatever you need. And if they can't keep you on the water, they'll get you back to the dock safely. It's $249 for a whole year. If you'd like to give it as a gift or for yourself, call Captain Chris, 504-301-4545, or you can do it all online at seato.com. Captain Mike Gallo joins us now. And, Mike, man, I was thinking about you, and I'm thinking, man, the bridges would be fishable today, the wriggleys, the upper reaches of those rivers that pour in, that draw saltwater fish in, that whole complex down there by the wall. You could cross Lake Bourne and get into the Biloxi. Man, where are you going to go today?
I tell you, you could take a standard map and throw a dart at it, and where the dart hits, go there and probably catch fish.
I think so. You're right.
It's a pretty wide open slate today as to where you'd like to go and what you'd like to do. There are fish at the bridges in Lake Pontchartrain. We're seeing a few speckled trout. They do seem to be above average in size. I remember we spoke about this last weekend, and one of my clients caught a 21-inch trout. So nice, beautiful trout, but I think they only had 15 for the day, and it was a group of four. So they still hadn't come in any big numbers. After we get a couple of cold fronts, we'll really see those bridges be more productive as far as speckled trout. But there's a lot of drum by the bridges. There's plenty of sheephead. There's the occasional redfish. There's even some flounder, and that season is still open. So there's definitely some options there. The deeper passes in the area, Wrigley's Pass, Unknown Pass, Miller's Bayou, Chef Pass, Bayou Thomas, those are all producing. The wall is producing. I ended up down by the wall yesterday, and I actually saw our friends from Seaco on their way to rescue somebody. So I know that boater was happy.
Yes.
I know that boater was happy for sure. So lots of options today, really pleasant weather. I really haven't decided yet where I'd like to go. It's just so many options. I'm standing in front of the lodge, and I've seen quite a few boats go by, so that tells me there'll be some boat traffic. I may head towards the Biloxi Marsh and be a little more secluded.
Mike, I'm looking at the lake temperature, and it has dropped. It's down to about 81, which is still pretty warm. Has the water temperature dropped enough to where you're slowing down your presentation, or is that not here yet?
Oh, no, that's not necessary yet at all. Water temperatures have been in the mid-70s, so everything's at your disposal at that temperature. You could fish top water, popping corks with plastic. You could fish the bottom. You could fish suspending lures, jig heads that you're reeling through the water column as opposed to letting it go all the way to the bottom. So you have quite a few options with this type of temperature.
How about live bait in the area? Is it looking good? Everybody in good shape? All the marinas over your way?
Yeah, plenty of beautiful live bait. It's mostly being caught locally, so you're able to, recirculate your water, and they'll live quite a while since the water temperatures are not too warm. I just told your screener that it could be the best day of the year so far.
I think you're right. Everything, like Robbie said, the moon and the stars are all aligned for today with the wind, the tide, the temperature. Time of year, I just think, everybody's going to have a really good day on the water out there.
It's certainly shaping up to be a good, productive day. And look, even if it's not your best day as far as putting fish in a box, like our old friend Dutch would say, it's going to be a beautiful day on the water.
Yeah, I mean, just to get out in the boat and sit there. I mean, I know a lot of people, particularly some of the ladies, they just bring a book. And while everybody else fishes, they'll just read their book and enjoy being out there, you know.
I fished with a doctor yesterday, and he was telling me some horror stories from some of his patients, and that guy was stressed out. And I said, I think I got a spot not far from here where you can de-stress. Oh, today is one of those days that the fish are not biting. You certainly can release a lot of stress.
Mike, it's National Gumbo Day, and I know you like gumbo. What's your favorite?
Well, Don, from looking at me, you can tell I'm not too hard to feed. I like most types of gumbo. I probably would say chicken and sausage, as long as it's double D sausage, would be my favorite gumbo.
Yeah, that's a good one. And, you know, a lot of guys like you that are fishing guides or spend a lot of time out there, you just kind of get burned out a little bit on the seafood. You deal with it on a daily basis, so good old chicken and sausage hits the spot.
Yeah, I definitely like chicken and sausage gumbo, but I eat them all.
Got it. All right, Mike, y'all have fun. Take off from the spots in Dots Lake House Lodge, and if people want to find you, you're on my website, been there for years. Tell them about your site and your phone number.
Very simple. You can find me at aaofla.com, on social media at Angling Adventures of Louisiana, or the telephone, which is 985-781-7811.
All right, Mike, have fun. We'll talk to you next week, and I hope the only time you see Cito is when you're fishing with him.
That's correct. I agree 100%, but it is peace of mind to know they're backing me up should I need them.
Gotcha. Go get them, Mike. We appreciate your report.
All right, Don. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, coming up next, it's our Paddler's Report. Got a new sponsor, Captain Eric Mahabarax, with a crew down there at Delta Marina in Empire. It's the site of the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club's Fallen Tide Tournament. It's a Hobie tournament, a qualifying tournament for the Hobie Championship. We'll be back to talk to Eric about it right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And this morning we introduce a new sponsor for the Paddler's Report, No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. And by the way, today they're hosting a demo day and a sale all day today from 10 till 6. You can demo the fleet of kayaks and enjoy some really steep discounts on boats, fishing tackle, apparel, and much more. They have a demo pool. It's available to try before you buy the kayaks right there on site, and they'll have live fly tying and fly casting demonstrations throughout the day. No Wake Outfitters is the area's premier outfitters for kayaking, fishing, especially fly fishing, hunting gear, and apparel. No Wake Outdoors and Outfitters Airline Drive in Metairie, just outside the city limits of New Orleans in Metairie, open 10 to 6, Mondays through Saturday. Check them out on Facebook. Joining us is Eric Mahabarax. And, Eric, sounds like you and the crew down there, the Black Sheep crew, having a heck of a time at the Fallen Tide Tournament, and you had a good pre-scouting trip yesterday, too. Give us some rundown on what the tournament's all about and what you think it's going to take to win it.
Yeah, Don, how y'all doing this morning? Man, it's some great weather down here. The fish are nibbling. What's it going to take to win it? I think it's going to take the trout seem to be averaging about 18 inches. A few 20s have been caught as of yesterday. The redfish seem to be averaging between 20 and 23 inches, 26 inches, and it's going to be the flounder. I think whoever hits the 26-inch redfish, because we don't take redfish over 26 inches for this tournament because of the new rule, just to be safe so we're not breaking the law. And so that's the thing, we release them over 26. It's going to take a flounder and a trout. So I'm thinking 13 pounds is going to win it, unless somebody comes out of Venice with one of those big hammer reds, one of them slot reds at about 8-9 pounds. And then in that case, it must probably be 15 to 16 pounds is what I'm thinking. But I'm figuring 13 is going to win it. That's the deal. Everybody caught fish yesterday, from everybody I talked to, from A to Z, from Myrtle Grove all the way down to the wagon wheel. They had the fish are just nibbling everywhere.
Well, that picture you sent me, at first I thought those fish up in the front were redfish, but then I looked at them, going to say speckled trout. That was some sizable trout. You must have had some close to 20 or 20 in that group, huh?
Oh, they were 18s, Don. They were 18s. I think we had a couple, maybe 120 or something like that. The redfish were nice, too.
Very good. Well, I don't want you to give away your location, but maybe you could tell us the technique you used to catch those trout yesterday.
Yeah, Don, I'll give my location right now. I'm standing right under the water tower of Boothville. You can ride by and see me. Getting ready to go put it in the water, man. I'm fishing down in Yellow Cotton today. I may make it to the wagon wheel from here. I don't know yet, but hopefully we catch a few fish. But it's going to look like somebody dumped a box of Crayolas on this marsh. You can only fish the west side in this tournament, so all those boaters need to be careful out there. They got the kayakers running around the marsh.
That's a good point.
You know, it seems as if Yellow Cotton, the Wagon Wheel, Buras, Empire, And Port Sulphur seemed to be producing the larger fish on that side that you're looking for.
Yeah. Eric, you know, you have been fishing kayaks a long time, and you're an expert at it, and we're going to give out your information because you're one of the few people who books trips. But I also know, and a lot of people don't notice about you, you are quite the connoisseur and the gourmet chef. Gumbo, when it comes to gumbo, what do you like and what do you do?
Well, Darren, let me tell you about when I think about gumbo. If your mom makes it, I'm eating it because it's got to be good. So it doesn't matter who makes the gumbo. I got some fat boy problems. I'm going to eat it. But I guess the best restaurants would be Frankie and Johnny's and the Wabbit. Those are the two best gumbos I've come across in the metropolitan area. Personally, I haven't tried them all. But, you know, I make a good gumbo. I'm not arguing with gumbo. I really haven't met one I didn't like.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you on the Wabbit. You know, they opened a location down the river. Have you been to that one?
No, I haven't been to that one, but I have been to one in Gretna many, many times. Great place. Great place. So the food's the same down there. It's still good.
Yeah, I'm sure you pass by it almost on a weekly basis, you know.
Yep. Yep,
well, maybe somebody can give us a report from the Wabbit number 2, the one that's down. What is it, in Myrtle Grove? Is that where it is?
Wabbit number 2. It's right there at the halfway bar, Myrtle Grove.
Got it.
Right across from the marina.
All right, Eric, we're going to let you get in the water and hopefully win that tournament. It's a Hobie qualifying tournament, by the way, in addition to the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club. If somebody wants to get with you, give them the best way to get in touch with you.
It's really easy, Don. You just call me up on the telephone, 504-313-8292. Also, Instagram and Facebook.
Got it.
And it's easy. Louisiana Kayak Company. Or through your website, Don Dubuque, the Outdoor Guy.
All right. You guys have fun down there. What time is weigh-in if people want to come meet everybody at Delta Marina?
Yeah, weigh-in is at 4 o'clock. And, look, they put a good spread on last night. I'm sure the spread of food is going to be good tonight. So we look forward to that, too. So y'all come on by. It's a good thing to see.
Good weather day fishing and a good meal at the Ponderosa. Can't beat that. Thanks
can't
for the report,
the
Eric. Okay, my friend. We'll see you next week.
All right,
next time.
Don.
Take care.
All right, you have a good day. Bye.
There he goes, Captain Eric Mohabarak, Louisiana Kayak Company. All right, coming up next, you know what time it is. Bad Boys of the Outdoors. Always have a story for you. Got a couple of guys that... Well, it was a frogging trip, but it kind of went awry. We'll be back to tell you a whole lot more about it right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. You know, a lot of our bad boy of the outdoors stories begin when a citizen gives a tip to the Operation Game Thief Hotline. And from there, it goes to the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Enforcement Division, and they react. And many of these cases are made thanks to the citizens. And the organization called Louisiana Operation Game Thief issues money, rewards, and they just had one at their October meeting. They had a meeting, and they said they report 15 cases that included the public tips, and they gave out to the informants $4,900. And a lot of the informants don't accept the rewards, but a lot of people do. And you can qualify to get paid if someone is cited for a violation. You can receive a reward of up to $1,000 if you call that Operation Game Thief 24-hour, 7-day-a-week hotline. There were 26 subjects apprehended, 51 citations were written, and the cases involved deer, migratory game birds, alligator, turkey, small game, and commercial fishing cases. That number, you're going to find it on your hunting and fishing license. It's 800-442-2511. It's a 24-hour hotline, and you can cash in if you so desire by reporting violations of our natural resources. And we got one to tell you about right after we let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. On the night of September 21st, two St. Martinville men allegedly went on a crime spree in the Attakapaw WMA. Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Enforcement Agents Sergeant Jeremy Foray and Lieutenant Scott Dupree were patrolling the Attakapaw WMA when they observed Brian and Antoine Bonin Jr. operating a vessel while shining a spotlight from bank to bank. The agents made contact with the subjects and observed several frogs aboard. So far, so good. Until They found Antoine Jr. in possession of a loaded .22 rifle, which is a no-no while frogging. But wait, there's more. They also found Jr. in possession of, along with the gun, methamphetamines. And it just so happens he's a convicted felon. The agents also determined that Brian Bonet was impaired and was not wearing a cutoff switch lanyard while operating a vessel less than 26 feet in length with a hand tiller motor. It was enough evidence for the agents to book the Bonets into the St. Mary Parish Correctional Facility. Brian is facing fines up to $1,900 and up to 6 months in jail, while convicted felon Antoine Jr. is looking at criminal fines of up to $10,900 and up to 20 years in jail. Not such a good night for these guys. And for what? A few warty frogs? Could be very expensive trip for 42-year-old Brian Bonan and 45-year-old Antoine Bonan Jr. of St. Martinville, Louisiana, our bad boys of the outdoors. Oh, yeah, never run low on them. Well, you know, the bad boy features are presented in part by the Louisiana Wildlife Agents Association. It's a nonprofit group, members of the Enforcement Division, and they provide funds for, they have a scholarship fund and other benefits, and you can help them out and help yourself. Purchase some exclusive gear. They got T-shirts and a variety of colors, hoodies, hats, koozies, and more. Check them out. It's LWAA.org. That's LWAA.org. And that's Support Louisiana Wildlife Agents Association. All right, when we come back after this, we got a fishing report from Captain Ryan Lambert. Also going to tell you about the Louisiana Wildfowl Festival coming up at the Pelican Park location in Mandeville, and a little bit more, too. We still got some stuff to go. If you want to send us a text, we're looking for your favorite gumbo, 504-260-1870. As some of our listeners are doing, tell us about a special place that has your favorite gumbo. We'll pass it along to the listeners. We're back right after this pause. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And here he is, the magician of Burris Cajun Fishing Adventures. He takes a handful of plastic and he turns it into speckled trout. We're talking to Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. Boy, I got a lot of options today, Ryan. Got some great weather, some good conditions, good tide range. What's it going to be?
Well, we got about 10 boats going out this morning, and I'm going to go out and do a little free scouting for myself, and then got to get an alligator this evening, so it's a busy day.
Alligators are still biting despite this little cool snap we had?
Oh, yeah. They, you know, this, as soon as that sun comes up, they'll get on that bank of sun. Yeah, they are. They're cold-blooded. They gotta get that sun. You know, they coolness will slow them down, but they like basking in the sun, you know, to get their body temperature up. So we'll get them.
Well, how did it work out for you this year? How many tags did you get? How many did you fill? And what was the biggest?
My biggest one was right over 10, and I think we had 26 tags total. And I think we only got a few left, so... got a couple of more people that want them, so I'm just going to fill them out before next weekend and get the meat. We ate alligator again last night. Well, alligator sauce be calling it some good.
Yes, it is. Did you use the tail meat or a shoulder or a different part?
I used the round, the muscle in the tail for appetizers, you know, fried alligator in the jaws. Mm-hmm. But the tail is what I put in the sauce piquant. And the legs, I like to grind that up and make hamburgers. So, yeah, everything gets used. But the only thing about an alligator, you got to get that pale white fat off of there because it's a strong taste.
You know, clean it
real good. And, boy, it's really good. I mean, I enjoy it. So it's been good. You know, the boys and the girls, I mean, being I got girl guides nowadays, they all did well yesterday. They caught a plethora of specks and reds and sheepheads and black drum and, you know, you name it, flounders, they've caught everything. And so I don't imagine that it'll be any different today. I'm going to go out this morning, too. I want to go on the west side and look around. Everybody's fishing on the east, but I'm going on the west just to look around and see what's out there.
Yeah, well, you know, this is the time of the year. It got to be the best day of the year weather-wise that we've had so far. the number of people you got going out, where are they from? Are there some local people? Or
oh, my
state?
Goodness gracious. All over the country. You know, I had 41 night before last, and I think 30-something last night. But they're from all over. Most of our customers come from the Southeastern Conference area, but I do have them as far as, you know, up in New York and Minnesota, you know, all over the country and all over the world, for that matter. You know, we probably had them from, I don't know, 30, 40 countries, too. So it's a lot of folks.
Yeah. Well, I know the alligator is going to bring a bunch of people in because they just love that alligator hunting. What do you see for the future alligators in Louisiana? We've got an overpopulation situation. Should they increase the tag? Should they open it up to the public and require tags like they do for deer and turkey? What do you think?
Well, they're going to have to. You know, there's a land issue there that they have to worry about. But they do have them on public land, and they do have the lottery. But they're going to have to increase it because, I mean, they're dead all over the road. Everywhere you look, there's alligators on the road dead. I mean, we have three times more than Florida. I mean, that's 3 million alligators. And they reproduce, you know that's has a lot of eggs in it, and they hatch out of there. And I imagine the mortality is not too bad the way they're looking because, I mean, they got some big gators. That's some dog eaters. You know, you got to really be careful.
Yeah, and you don't see near the nutria you used to either.
No. They keep the nutrients down between the coyotes and the alligators. Nutria don't know where to go anymore.
Now, when you use the meat there at the lodge, which is great, but the hides, are you selling those to a processor? And what is the going rate for alligator per foot now?
Well, it's not very much. I don't know what it is. You know, it's different for different sizes, a different thing, but it's minuscule. You know, I just gave them to my deckhands and said, there they are, guys. Y'all take them to the guys. That's your money. You do what you want with it.
I had somebody texted me, said it was $1.66 a foot. Could that be right?
No, it was like $6,
yeah,
I think.
It's
but it's still because the alligator farm just ruined that industry. You know, it was good for them, but it's not good for the wild alligator hides, you know. But I like to have one tan and made things out of for myself, and I'm going to get a nice pair of boots too. So the guy up in Lafayette, Staten, they do a great job on tanning them. You know, you pick your colors, and they come out either glossy or dull, whatever you want. And I mean, they did a great job for me.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because a while back we didn't have any gator processing facilities as far as, you know, making the boots and the hats and belts and that. And it was all shipped to France, I believe, and then it had to come back.
Italy. It was Italy.
And they increased the cost exponentially. Well, now you got somebody local. That's great.
Yeah, in Lafayette, it's a drive for me. But, you know, they're really nice people, and they did I was really happy with the job they did for me. So I'm gonna do boots. You know, I'm going to get – you know, most people will get 2 6-footers, but being I got these big pirogues on the bottom of my legs, I'm going to get some 7-footers for my boots.
Yeah, there's a lot of creative things with gators. I have a belt that was made. I don't get to wear it very often, but – it's really, really nice stuff. Well, Ryan, if
you know
somebody
what I did
wants...
also,
go ahead.
I made compacts for my girls with the alligator skin on the back of the compact. They really liked them.
Ah, that's something neat, yeah. You know, there's got to be something they could do with almost all those different parts. I've seen some pretty unique things they do with the alligator parts, you know.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. So, yep, fishing's really good. The river came to 5.2, but it didn't dirty up. That's the highest I've ever seen it without getting dirty. So it'll start dropping. So this fall is going to be magnificent. And if they want to get a hold of us, they can always call me on my cell phone at 504-559-5111. Or go to CajunFishingAdventures.com, and we'll be happy to put you on the book.
You know, it ain't over till it's absolutely over, but it looks like we escaped any serious hurricanes, tropical storms coming up river and destroying some of the habitat. So there should be some good feed still left in there.
They got some still left. A lot of duck potatoes are still green, and a lot of peas are still on the bank. We got lost a lot of our aquatic vegetation, especially on the west. There's none. But I still think it's going to be a great year. You know, not many ducks down yet, but they're on the way.
Well, let's let the ducks know the dinner table is served. It's here for them to come on down. Need some cold
sure,
weather.
Buddy.
All right, Ron, y'all have fun down there. Say hello to everybody, and we'll catch up with you next time.
See you soon, buddy.
All righty. Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. All right, we got some last-minute text to get to. If you want to shoot us one, it's 504-260-1870. Also going to talk to you about the Louisiana Wildfowl Festival. It's coming up at the end of the month. We'll tell you more details right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, the Castine Center at Pelican Park in Mandeville is going to be a busy place for waterfowl and wildfowl enthusiasts. They got the Mandeville Covington Chapter of Ducks Unlimited dinner this coming Thursday. October 17th will be there, and yes, they promise they will have the Saints on the big screen while you're enjoying your dinner and bidding on the items. Then on October 26th and 27th, the two-day event's going to be there at the park. Over 2,000 collector decoys and other wildlife will be on display. They got some new stuff this year, the wine and beer cash bar, and a really neat activity table where if you bring the kids, you can paint a monarch butterfly brooch or a duck head pin. You can take it home, and that's free, at the Louisiana Wildfowl Festival, 26th and 27th. You can want to check it out, lwccg.com. All right, getting to some text messages. This is National Gumbo Day. I believe that the whole nation celebrates a Louisiana-born product. Here's one that says, well, it's a question. What is the most exotic body of water you have fished in? That would have to be some of the upper reaches of the Russian River in Alaska. It's only accessible by seaplane, and there's no internet, there's no cell service, there's nothing much up there. And one day I'll tell the story of the big grizzly bear encounter I had up there, but that would have to be the most exotic. Now, I also went to Canada and was up north of Saskatchewan in a similar situation in some of those lakes up there fishing northern pike. But I think the Russian River would have to be it. It'd be a good question for us to throw out for the audience. Maybe we'll do that next week. Here's one asking, do you still do the Cajun invasion pheasant hunt to South Dakota? We do not have one planned this year. We're working on a combination offshore duck hunt and floundering trip, and I don't have that confirmed in the details yet, but that should be coming up. But what I will do before or right after I get off the air, I'll send you the contact information if you want to do your own little Cajun invasion with the outfitter that we schedule that with. All right, here's one that says, if you enjoy gumbo, try B&J Seafood. Great gumbo, terrific seafood. They are in Hammond. Here's a happy National Gumbo Day, Don. I actually made a crab gumbo from scratch last weekend. Not my favorite version. I made a melaton gumbo years ago, which was okay, but my favorite is still good chicken and andouille. Hope all your listeners can enjoy a cup of gumbo today. That's from our friend David Hubble, listening to us over in Mobile. Here's one that says, on the gumbo, no besties here. Just please, blanch the okra, please. Yeah, that's one step that a lot of people fail to do. Here's one that says, my favorite place for gumbo ain't there no more. It's Brunning's. They had a great okra and shrimp gumbo, so creamy. Brunning's was one of my favorite seafood places years ago. They were located over there, what do they call it? West End Park, where they had all the seafood restaurants. Brunning's was right there on the water by the bridge, and boy, they had some great seafood. But I never tried their gumbo. When I go to a restaurant, very rarely, unless it comes with a meal as an appetizer, I don't really eat gumbo at restaurants. It's just too many other things that are too much trouble or can't get that are available at a restaurant than gumbo. Gumbo's pretty easy. All right. Also, in fact, Uncle Larry's already said gumbo. You know, you ask a man who's in the business of making gumbo what his favorite gumbo is, and he'll tell you it depends on what he's craving. And today he's doing chicken and andouille, but he loves, and this is a unique one, a red bean gumbo with andouille and poached eggs. And then he also likes a smoked turkey neck with chicken and smoked sausage or oyster chicken and sausage. Smoked rabbit, yeah, rabbit gumbo, and a seafood. He loves them all, except no vegan gumbos for him. Here's another vote for a smoked rabbit gumbo. It was my favorite for 40 years. I had beagles, now chicken andouille with a pint of salty oysters added the last 15 minutes of cooking. No dang potato salad in my gumbo. I'm with you. Here's one that says, gumbo, anyway, with everything that swims, walks, or flies. Don, this is Dan and Meredith from Florida. We're on our way to Tiger Stadium, then tomorrow down to the Dome. Go Tigers? Who dat? Well, glad to hear you're able to travel, Dan and Meredith. Hope y'all didn't get any damage from the hurricane. And here's one that is on the lookout for a fresh roadkill armadillo. I guess he's going to make some of that fried armadillo and okra gumbo. Not one of my favorites, I have to tell you. All right, well, we're just about there. We're out of time on this National Gumbo Day. Hope you grab yourself a bowl. I just poked my head out of St. Hubert's Cathedral here, and it's a little nippy over here, and I saw a couple squirrels running around the trees, and, well, they're safe here. We don't harm the squirrels on the St. Hubert grounds. But if they get off of that, well, it could become fair game. All right, I want to remind you, this broadcast has been a special presentation solely for the entertainment of our listening audience. Cannot be rebroadcast without the express written consent of this station, the FCC, the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, EPA, the NFL, well, maybe not the NFL, and our engineer, Cullen Steele, and me. And we've enjoyed bringing it to you. Thanks to all of you for listening each and every Saturday morning. We'll be back to do this again. We start dark and early, as we call it, 5 to 7 a.m. each and every Saturday morning, talking about the stuff you and I love to talk about. Enjoy this beautiful weather while we've got it, and more of it coming next week, and we'll talk about it again next Saturday morning, 5 to 7, on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.